number six is a resolution creating the Long Range Lakefront Planning Committee to develop a vision for the lakefront from Veterans Park south to the Interstate 794 interchange and from Van Buren east to Lake Michigan, and planning for O'Donnell Park in the downtown transit center.
I would note we also have an amendment on item number six. Is that correct, Ms. Ash?
That's correct.
Supervisor Jurczyk.
I'm not familiar with the amendment.
Could we get a copy to Supervisor Jurczyk? It's simply an attempt to add the representative from UWM's planning.
Right. And actually, I had asked to make that part of my original.
If I may clarify,
sure.
You did, and when I went back, it had already been, the resolution had been referred.
Oh,
so
okay.
So.
No fault.
Okay. Yeah, would you please?
Right now. Okay.
Well, no, whenever you'd like. Okay. Well, let's hear from Supervisor Jurczyk first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and this entire committee is certainly familiar with the background on O'Donnell. We just had a meeting of the whole partially discussing this issue, so I won't spend a lot of time talking about the history behind this, but I think while this arose out of a tragedy, we have a real opportunity here, and we have an opportunity to do something to make this correct, and also to really do something exciting for Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee. If you look at lines 20 through 25, you will see that the Milwaukee Common Council and their mayor have already approved a vision to the downtown area comprehensive plan. And that's online for anyone who would care to look at it. While that vision statement is an exciting possibility, what this resolution tries to do, in addition to the important item of O'Donnell and the Transit Center, is to really bring all the stakeholders together to explore what can be done with the lakefront, which is probably the gateway to the entire Milwaukee County, if you will. This is probably the most important site in the county, certainly the city, the main street of, some will say the main street of the entire state of Wisconsin, which is Wisconsin Avenue, leads directly to this site, and it's really an opportunity, if you will, to bring every stakeholder together to get this done right and not just have the city or not just have the county, but to have everyone's vision at the table. And I'm actually very excited about some of the things that are opening up, the possibility of Michael Cudahy, for example, who's a well-known developer and charitable giver in town, in terms of what he can bring to the table. So the resolution as it is tries to do two major things. First of all, it looks to have a vision for O'Donnell and the downtown transit center on what that site should be developed as, and that would be brought back to this board by December of 2012. Secondly, the group that is being formed would also be charged with creating the structure, if you will, for the long-range economic development of the lakefront, which is defined as from the basically what's the Veterans Memorial on the north to the river on the south, the lake front, and to Van Buren. That's the basic description of what we mean by the lakefront area. Now, Mr. Cudahy's group is a smaller group of about five folks who will not be part of this formal structure, but who can perhaps do some exploration in the community in terms of interests, financial stakeholders, developers, etc., who would then bring it, their ideas, if you will, to this formalized board. Anything that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors would be receiving formal action on would come from this constituted board that this resolution is putting together. Mr. Cudahy kind of suggested that it's tough to do financial planning with a larger group, and I get that. He would like to have a much smaller group open to a lot of ideas. They can certainly do all of those things, but they would then be bringing their ideas to this formalized group that this county board is constituting. This resolution has gone through many drafts. I've talked to all of the stakeholders. I've tried to reach out to everyone to get input. Certainly, I've talked to the city of Milwaukee, Rocky Marcou, and he suggests even that Mayor Barrett may be very helpful to the county in trying to back out of the financing agreement that we've got in the transit center. He's got contacts that the county itself may not have with Washington, D.C. There are a lot of details that need to be worked out on that piece. But by having the city of Milwaukee and some of the appointments that the mayor is going to make really gives us a possibility of doing some things that we might not be able to do just on our own. It also brings the two economic development directors together to work on this board. I think it's very exciting to do it this way, to really get everybody there, really with all their gifts and talents, to try to work towards a united vision of what the lakefront could become in terms of development. I think this is exciting. I think this will be an opportunity that really the whole state of Wisconsin, I think, will ultimately receive value from. So I do hope that this board sees it in the same way. I want to thank Supervisor Broderick, who has been very instrumental in doing some of the meetings and making some of the contacts, and certainly being the co-sponsor of this resolution. And actually, the draft came out of some suggestions that we got in talking to the stakeholders. The amendment suggested that we make the director of the architecture, urban planning representative an appointee of the city of Milwaukee, and we're told that it would probably 100% be the dean of that school. But that change was agreed to, and that's the nature of the amendment. So,
questions of Supervisor Jersey by committee members? Supervisor Dmitrievich?
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Supervisor Jersey. This is really an example of all the great work that Supervisor Jersey has done with her team on the long-range planning, and just now taking that, and that's where we're at right now, and really focusing on certain areas. Right. And so I think that's wonderful. And I do want to make it clear, though, that my support of this is based on the fact that I still want to proceed with what we adopted in our 2011 budget to, of course, improve and reconstruct O'Donnell Parking, but at the same time, it is an opportune time to talk about the future of these surrounding facilities. So I don't think that it has to be one or the other. And I'd also like to say, as I stated in the committee of the whole, that this is the way that you do a committee with public participation, not a private five-member board by the GMC that nobody has access to. There's not public meetings. This is the way. And there's actually a perfect seat for someone who would like to be perhaps a representative of the business community or GMC. That's the way you do it. You have public meetings, you invite the public, you note it, you have everything in writing, it's on the air, you can listen, etc. So this is the way to do it. I fully support it. And with that, I offer this amendment. You have it before you. We talked about it. I'll be the one to offer it and move approval on the amendment, Mr. Chairman, which just changes slightly the makeup of this committee. And then lastly, it seems like a long time ago, but I was one of the founding authors of the Lakefront Development Advisory Commission, which was the first thing that I did when I got elected, actually. So it has a special place in my heart. And I think that this will be a great partnership with those two groups. So I'll move approval on the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Fine. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. If I could just reply. And absolutely, first of all, we are going to reopen O'Donnell. Even though this suggests that the initial vision come back by December of 2012, even with that, we all know that O'Donnell is going to continue to have parking even after that 2012, because time frames have to be worked out, financing has to be worked out. I see O'Donnell open for at least 5 years by the time you start doing all this, maybe longer than that. So no doubt about it, we have to reopen O'Donnell. And I think everybody that has talked to or touched this resolution has come to that agreement. Even Michael Cudahy is now saying he understands that we have to reopen O'Donnell. So absolutely on that piece. I would actually suggest that perhaps we treat this as a friendly amendment. I had understood that this was in the original amendment. I didn't realize it had been referred prior to, you know, getting that last piece in. So
the chairman. If there's no objection, we could do that. Is there an objection by committee to include this amendment as a friendly amendment? Yeah.
No objection, Mr. Chairman. Just a clarification. My reading is it simply moves that architectural UW person from Category B to Category A. Is that essentially
right.
Okay.
Well, and it's who's making the appointment. It previously was the, I believe it was the chairman, and now it's the mayor of Milwaukee. And I'm told that the mayor of Milwaukee wanted to make sure the dean of the school was appointed, and that's why that's being moved, although I think the chairman might have appointed the dean as well. It's somewhat technical.
The language of the amendment... Or the resolution, rather, categorizes these members in two categories. The first category, it says, being government officials, five government officials, and the second category being members of the public.
Correct. And that second category, and we discussed this at some length, we limited it to the current stakeholders, museums, if you will, and nonprofits, such as Betty Brin. There is no for-profit, such as Zilli Group or Harbor House. We felt it important not to include those groups. Not that they're not important. They certainly can come and have input, but we've kept the group to either government or the museum officials, nonprofit types on this, including Summerfest and so on. By the way, LDAC, we had that meeting last week. I attended as well as Michael Cudahy, and... LDAC feels somewhat strongly about Summerfest completely being redesigned and so on. And, the committee can certainly discuss all that. It may be that this is the impetus to get the city of Milwaukee to look more carefully at Summerfest, because that could certainly be improved. Might be nice to try to make that the entire area more open instead of being a gated lakefront community during the week when festivals aren't there. But, you know, those kinds of things can certainly take place at that level and be discussed, and hopefully some good things come out of it.
If there is no objection, we'll incorporate the language into the existing item without formal action by the committee. Further questions by committee? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just one question for the author. The City of Milwaukee already has a plan. And I was
wondering...
Well,
they call it a vision.
A vision. If you had discussions with them along the lines of, you know, what will happen to their vision, I mean, will it eventually be molded to agree with what this committee comes up with, or are we going to end up with two competing visions that could create, tension or make it more difficult for something to happen?
And really what their vision did was pretty much just take it to the plaza over O'Donnell, if you will. They're trying to make Wisconsin Avenue more connected to the lakefront area, but the actual lakefront, the part that the county owns, is not part of that vision, other than general statements like trying to make more open, etc. So I don't think the vision statement is going to contradict ultimately what the group does, but City of Milwaukee is well represented on this. Even the vision that Michael Cudahy brought, which he has had an opportunity to show us, is somewhat in agreement with the vision of the City of Milwaukee. I think the City of Milwaukee's vision is actually quite limited. They don't consider, for example, the possibility of the transit center and further south to the river. I mean, there could be some very exciting things happening there, which they don't even begin to look at. And that's, for the most part, City of Milwaukee property. So... I think what we're doing does not contradict the vision. I think actually what this group is going to do will be much more comprehensive addressing the lakefront than even that vision statement does. But certainly Milwaukee's there to address any concerns if there's a conflict.
Okay. So at the end of the day, your vision for this vision is to have everybody kind of agree around one concept, more or less?
Hopefully, or at least if you note, the second piece of this is this committee, when they come back and by December of 2012, will first of all hopefully have the replacement plan for O'Donnell and the transit center. And by the way, everyone I've talked to informally, and the board will certainly, I'm sure, get into discussion on this, suggests that that transit center is not well placed. There's now an intermodal station. Most of the planning by both Milwaukee County and the city of Milwaukee don't really pay too much attention to that transit center. Makes a lot more sense to probably use the intermodal. So, you know, there's a lot of growing consensus already around some of the issues that are going to be taken up. But in addition to having specific plans for the site of O'Donnell and the downtown transit center, this committee is then supposed to come back and give you what they see, what their vision is for the formal structure of the longer range planning of the lakefront. And hopefully it'll be fairly specific, but it could be a lot of things. And maybe they see a new way to work forward. If that's the case, that plan should come forward at the same time.
And one last thing, because I know this is something that you've been working hard on against or hard for, is the Hone Bridge, and that is going to play a key role into all of this, I'm assuming. Are there considerations with the state or the Department of Transportation that eventually some point they'll be brought into this? Or
I forgive you for all past transgressions, because anytime you bring up the Hone Bridge, I'm happy and absolutely. First of all, I am on the Milwaukee Art Museum Board of Directors.
Brownie points.
So I am interested in the downtown from that viewpoint as a member of the Milwaukee Art Museum Board. I take my board position seriously. But absolutely, when I was doing the Home Bridge Coalition, one of the things I found out is that the city of Milwaukee's in fact been, you know, looking at it and making plans, although their vision piece, by the way, does not in any way suggest taking down the Home Bridge. Some of the planning to take down the Home Bridge actually came out of some visions from the Third Ward, which is part of the city of Milwaukee. But I've made it clear, and I've had meetings with Mayor Barrett on the issue of the Home Bridge. And the one thing I've discussed with him is, first of all, I would object loudly, often, and clearly throughout this community if there was any attempt to disconnect the South Shore from the greater Milwaukee community, which taking down the Home Bridge does, in my opinion. The Home Bridge is our gateway. It remains. However, there's nothing that says we can't redesign those ramps. And the way those ramps empty out into the south part of Lincoln Memorial Drive, you know, can in fact create a problem. A lot of the museums complain that there aren't enough east-west gateways into their museum. The roads coming east and west are very difficult. Wisconsin Avenue completely gets cut off. Michigan is almost a non sequitur, if you will. It's just very difficult. So if we were to redesign those roads, you might actually have a situation where you take the traffic from the Home Bridge, wrap it around further west, let the traffic that's going to go into the city exit, if you will, further west, and have a different route into the city of Milwaukee. And then if there's intention of going to the lakefront, to perhaps have more east-west passage into those different museum areas, and less traffic along the lakefront. There's even some discussion of maybe we should just make this a pedestrian mall and keep all of the vehicular traffic to the west of it. Those things all have yet to be discussed. I would hope the vision statement, however, is more exciting in terms of looking at those possibilities. I would never suggest that you can't redo the ramps of the Home Bridge. And it may make sense, and in fact, when Busalaki was DOT, he stopped originally the 94 project, and the Marquette interchange was supposed to go and do the whole area up to the Home Bridge, and they then reduced that project and stopped it at the river, at the Water Street exit. That was a shortened version of the Marquette interchange. And it may be that there were some, you know, plans already afoot that maybe we need to rework some of those ramps. So that can all certainly, you know, be looked at, be thought out. And I'm still working very, very hard to get the money to redeck the home bridge. We're now doing another patch project this summer, which is going to be a $15 million project. The engineering studies for the home bridge were supposed to be out in January. They haven't come out. I call monthly the DOT. I personally think there's some stalling going on right now, but, you know, there's so much going on from the state level that, I think we're going to wait for things to cool down before I start really pressing that issue, if you will. But I haven't forgotten it.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Are there further questions by committee? If not, we have three individuals who have asked to be heard on this item.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Chris Abley. Welcome.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me. I'd like to first speak clearly, solidly, strongly in support anything that institutionalizes a more process-oriented analysis of any opportunity that kind of encourages people to see a challenge like we all have at the O'Donnell, at least to think about an opportunity. Pretty much every time we at County, some of the great things that have happened, like the domes, like Bradford Beach, have been because we haven't accepted the inevitability of the status quo. I think about 5 years ago, people might unconsciously have started thinking that Bradford Beach was just going to always be rather empty and not clean, and now because we thought about what could be, you've got something that engages the community, generates revenue, and is clean. We might have thought with the domes that they were going to slowly become very quiet places that you'd see on the skyline. And because we didn't accept that inevitability and we looked at possibilities, they generate revenue, add more people, engage more of the community, and add value. So as a process to encourage that anytime we have an opportunity, we have a nice, clearly defined goal of just how much could we get. And then the other thing I applaud about this is the inclusiveness. I think it's really, in my experience, where the partnerships I've been involved in with the county and city haven't worked, one of the big issues is there hasn't been inclusiveness towards the front, and that's had some significant opportunity cost. So the fact that at least starting with O'Donnell Park, we're not accepting simply no debate, no discussion, status quo is great. Of course, we need the parking. I think as also a fellow member of the board member of the Art Museum, you know, we have these incredible assets and some of the biggest traffic in the city, especially when it comes to out-of-city tourists who buy and spend here, and we don't want to ever do anything to make that difficult. And yes, of course, we have to address parking, but it's very important to understand that that's something you could very much address and even improve on, also in the context of every other goal we'd like to get: improved access, revenue, all of that. I think the appointment also, just one more comment on the amendment. For what it's worth, I was smiling when you were talking about adding, as a specific member, the dean of the School of Architecture and Urban Planning, Bob Greenstreet. As some of you may know, years ago, when the Discovery World project had stalled on all the brouhaha and discussion about the design, that fundraising ground to a halt, and essentially the project was considered dead in the water. And it was precisely because people didn't accept that idea. And what changed was a design competition, which included Bob Greenstreet, who is the dean, who knows a little bit about architecture. And I always think anytime you increase your odds of informing yourself about the thing you're planning on, that's always good stuff. So here on the amendment.
Good. Thanks for those comments. Any questions of Mr. Abley or comments? Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Charlie Camps. Mr. Camps, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm from Preserve Our Park. I think we can make this a much better program. When I looked at this, I saw we have five organizations that already are on the lakefront. These are private organizations. They serve segments of the community, no doubt about that. But they are private organizations that have an economic interest in the lakefront. Some of them have really strong economic needs. And so we hear about the proposal to put hotels on our lakefront. That presumably would increase attendance at some of these museums. We have the War Memorial Corporation, the Milwaukee Art Museum, Discovery World, Betty Grinn Museum, and Summerfest. I think most of us agree that most of these organizations are great, but they are not elected by the citizens. They're not elected by voters. They have private interests. And I think when you look at this, you can see it looks like it's predetermined that there should be economic development on our lakefront. We have these five organizations, plus a representative of the business community, plus the director of economic development for the county, Mr. Dorsey. So you have seven looking for economic development and zip zero from park advocacy groups. Now, how in the world can we have this commission have its recommendations accepted by the general public when there's no you're talking about we're looking at modifying a park area. I've bored a lot of people. I know about the history of this. Milwaukee County got land from the federal government to buy the Northwestern Depot property to put it into public green space. O'Donnell Park is supposed to be public green space. We're talking about modifying a park, and no representatives from advocacy groups, park advocacy groups. Now, that is not right. And then looking down on line 73, we see the structure for long-range planning for the economic development of the lakefront. Now, a lot of people would like to think that the commission thought about green space, open land, clear, open, and free, a lakefront not cluttered with more hotels, not cluttered with another museum. Now, I know we want to move fast on this because of Mr. Cudahy's advanced age, and he's been clear about that. But let's take a little time to do this right. So when this committee finishes its work, it can be accepted by the community. It's been the product of different things. And I've taken the liberty of putting something together for your consideration. Which I think doesn't really destroy the purpose of this thing, but makes it more acceptable to the general public. We have the stakeholders down there. They have their deal. Let's have something for the people who want to come and look and enjoy the scenic beauty of the lake without more buildings. Let's have them have an opportunity to be part of this thing. So I've taken the first bullet indented thing, and I have taken the liberty of striking the and director of economic development. Mr. Dorsey can be a resource for the commission, but I think that putting him on the commission, along with all the other persons of economic interest down there, just swings it too far. And I have added down in what I have as line 1661, a representative of the Milwaukee County Park Commission. That should be the Milwaukee County Park Advisory Commission. The word advisory should be in there. And a representative of the park people. Now, the park people is a friends group. Preserve Our Park is the grumpy, litigious organization. The park people are easy to work with. So that's not gonna hurt anything by having them in there. And if you have these two, it's only two organizations among this great big committee. That's not gonna really slow down Mr. Cudahy's hotel dreams. If you read the articles following, if you read the blog following Mr. Cudahy's presentation to the board as a whole, committee of the whole, you can see at least 50% don't want an office tower or a hotel on this lakefront. And then I've for the paragraph that goes starts at page at line 66, it goes down to 73. The structure of the long-range plan for the economic development of the lakefront, including a vision, the current and future shareholder stakeholders. We're going to give. Is it assumed we're going to have another stakeholder down there? If we do, they're not going to be in. That's future stakeholders not going to be living in a tent. They're going to have another building. And a long-range financial development implementation plan. Let's not prejudge this thing. I have just taken out a few words. So it says, the structure for long-range planning for the lakefront, including a vision for current and future uses, is a long-range, as long as a long-range implementation plan to realize the agreed-upon vision. I just take out anything which indicates it's predetermined by this committee. So I'd be glad to work with anyone who wants to refine this language, but I think we really need changes along the lines that I'm suggesting.
Questions for Mr. Camp, Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I understand your concern, and while you were speaking, I was immediately going back to the legislation, and on line number 42, it specifically says, among other future uses of the lakefront and preservation of green space. Now, perhaps that doesn't go far enough. That's line 42 of the original resolution. That kind of stuck out to me because I was thinking as you were speaking, sir, that needs to be in there, and then I saw that it was in there. But maybe that doesn't go far enough. And then number two, I also share the similar concerns about the makeup of this group, but I guess those were alleviated when I saw that the chairman of the Lakefront Development Advisory Commission, which I serve on too, who is a public person, if you will, now he's not a representative of a parks organization that I'm aware of, but I guess I would say he is a citizen and of a group that's, you know, the LDAC is formed to look at every single development. I think for me, I see we could go a step further, and I do agree with you that it shouldn't just be with that vision. And I'm one of the people that have the vision that there doesn't necessarily – actually, I personally, and I'm just one of many, would like to see more green space. So I think that we do need to take Mr. Cam's comments into consideration. I personally think they're appropriately handled. And those are the two ways I think so, but of course that's up for discussion.
I'm just concerned that he was going to be awfully lonely. Mr. Lynch would be awfully lonely in this commission.
Other questions by committee members? Supervisor Sanfilippo?
Just a comment that I think as the process moves forward with this commission, I would expect that there would be plenty of opportunities for public input at every step of the way as this vision is formulated. And so I don't think that your organization or any others for that matter, because there's a lot of other people that probably would like to be included in this that aren't as well. And and everybody will have their opportunity to voice their opinion as this vision is formulated. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any further questions to Mr. Camps? Thank you very much. Appreciate your comments. Mr. John Lunds.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, Supervisors. I want to thank Supervisor Jurczyk for clarifying the relationship between this proposal and Michael Cudahy's grand plans for the lakefront, and also Supervisor Dmitrievich's clarification or feeling that this group really takes precedent over, anything that any well-meaning citizens might propose. I'm happy to hear that. But I also feel that the makeup of this commission is heavily skewed in favor of development. For instance, we've heard a lot about architects being on this committee, including Green Street, and we all know that architects make a living building buildings. Nowhere in there does it say landscape architects or people that have any background at all in designing parks. And as Mr. Camps pointed out, there's little or no representation by parks advocates, with the exception of Sue Black. Now, it's my understanding she's going to chair this group, and as chair, she has to be extremely impartial, and as Mr. Camp said about Bill Lynch, he'd be awfully lonely on that committee. She would not be in a position to really let the public be heard. And also, Supervisor Sanfilippo's point about the public having plenty of input, opportunity for input at public hearings, doesn't carry the same weight as the commission recommendations themselves. And if the commission itself is heavily skewed in favor of development, I think that's going to carry the day. Another point that I want to make is that O'Donnell Park is a public park. It's not a park that we normally think of. It's not Lake Park, Clutch Park, or any other parks that might be in your constituency, Doctors Park. It's not the place where people go to walk their dogs or to really enjoy nature. But it is a park, and it's been funded in part by bricks that people bought, memorial bricks and things like this. And certainly, you know, those things have to come into play in any remake of that area. So I just want to say that I think that I agree with Mr. Camps that this committee is very much skewed, and I would seek more input from public park advocacy groups. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Questions of Mr. Lentz by committee members?
Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Dmitrievich?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to move approval, please.
We have a motion to approve. Is there further comment? Further questions? Supervisor Lipscomb?
Mr. Chair, I just wondered whether whether Supervisor Jersek, as the other author, had any feedback on that commentary regarding representation and sort of what the thought was in terms of the inclusion of this.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate Supervisor Lipscomb asking that question, and I want to assure this committee that the park people, Friends of the Park, Friends of Kilburn Park, Friends of Juneau Park, none of them were forgotten. LDAC has representatives from those various park groups, and in putting this together, it was felt that by including LDAC on the committee. And that is a very strong advocacy group. But they also have significant legal standing in terms of the lakebed grant issues and so on, which this group is going to have to be cognizant of. So I will say it was not an oversight. We felt that the issues that Mr. Camper was addressing were taken care of in that, first of all, LDAC is on this, and LDAC includes those groups, plus the fact that we made sure in this resolution to have the chairman coming from parks with that vision. And I would also state that I think stating that these stakeholders, the museums, are just interested in the economic development aspect overstates that. They are very sensitive. I mean, the Milwaukee Art Museum, for example, has a very formal sculpture garden. I think it's unfair to suggest that Mr. Green Street is not interested in green space, and architects are very sensitive to those issues. So I think that piece is being overstated here. I think that all of these museums are going to be very sensitive to the environment, the green, et cetera. Plus you have these significant laws, the lakebed grant laws and so on. I mean, there are going to be very few spaces, if you will, that will permit tremendous new development of some kind of a high rise, if you will. The issue of the DeSubaru sculpture and the Calatrava, and that Calatrava bridge that now connects to the platform. All of those things are going to be very important to the Milwaukee Art Museum members. So I think this idea that those museum members don't care about how this looks in terms of green space and sensitivity is just way overstated. Thank you.
Thank you. The item is before us. We have a motion to approve. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Dmitrijevich?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The item is approved.
Thank you.